We've got our special guest for our Wellness Wednesdays, Commander Braxton, a.k.a. DJ Renaissance, in the booth with us. Today, we're going to be focusing this whole month. It's all on heart health and particularly chronic conditions. Commander Braxton, I understand you've got all kinds of prevention tips and things for us to help us through this month.
Yes, I do. Nice to see you again, Johnny Jams. And I'm personally happy that I was able to make it to AFN today without an escort. I walked here all by myself. In the past, the Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center, they focused on February being Heart Health Month. And makes sense, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. But they've also changed it up a little bit, and they're now focusing on chronic conditions. A chronic condition is a condition that affects your health over a long period of time, for a year or more, that requires ongoing medical attention and affects your daily life. Half of all Americans, or 17 million people, have experienced at least one chronic condition. It's also not uncommon for individuals to have multiple chronic diseases, since almost 25% of adults have more than one chronic condition. Additionally, having one condition may increase your likelihood of being diagnosed with another. For example, adults with diabetes are at least twice likely to have heart disease or a stroke than adults without diabetes. Fortunately, most chronic diseases can be prevented or managed through the same healthy lifestyle choices.
Excellent, excellent. So there are a lot of things that we can do to help prevent these chronic conditions. And we're going to do more of a deep dive into that as we continue to go forward. We've also got our question of the day. It's posted up on our Facebook page. It's all about your dream job growing up and then what you currently do in your career field and, you know, maybe how they match up or line up. Commander, we're going to be getting into your dream job as well during the next break. Until then, enjoy this next song. It's all about our heart. This is Nikki French with Total Eclipse of the Heart. All right, and we are back talking about dream jobs and wellness here on Wednesday. We've got all different kind of ideas. Everyone has the different dream job. Me, growing up when I was a kid, I was always into either like James Bond type things, or I also just, you know, wanted to be out and explore, kind of like an adventurer. I always had those things. And I tell you what, I'm kind of close, you know, maybe in the ballpark, not quite exactly on that dream job, but I'm enjoying the work I do here at AFN Bahrain. How about you, DJ Renaissance?
Well, okay, I had two dream jobs. So back in the 70s, I used to want to be a football referee. I used to collect football cards. Super Bowl VII was on my 7th birthday. That's the year that the Dolphins were undefeated for the whole season. Never happened because, unfortunately, the Eagles did lose. But that's one of the jobs that I wanted to do. I used to know how to do face mask and clipping and holding. Never pursued it. And it's now great to see women in the NFL as referees. And I also used to want to be a pilot. And in those days, you had to have perfect vision. I didn't. And so it wasn't anything I really pursued. But in 6th grade, our class, we went on a class trip. And I'm saying that with air quotes because we didn't really go. But we went to Czechoslovakia. When that was still one country, we created brochures. And Tom Mears and myself, we were the pilots. We drew two huge dials on the blackboard. We wore white turtlenecks and blue pants, and we flew to Czechoslovakia. And so the closest I have to that is when I was an enlisted reservist, I was with VR-52 Taskmasters. They were a C-9 squadron out of Willow Grove, which is suburban Philadelphia, and I was naval air crew. And so I still have my flight suit, and so I did get to somehow fly. So that was the other dream job that never really happened.
Well, it sounds like you got pretty close.
And pretty close.
Yeah, being a pilot is actually number one on the list. Mm-hmm. There was a big survey that was put out, and that was, you know, high up there. So
sure.
There's a lot of people that share that dream. And fortunately, you got to, you know, get pretty close.
I did. And so I earned my air crew wings. I loved doing the helo dunker as well as the other spatial disorientation chambers. People think I'm crazy. But it was a lot of fun. So I've enjoyed that. But we'll get back to the real part for Wellness Wednesday because it's just a lot of fun chatting with you. February is Heart Health Month, but it's also Black History Month. And I have some information that I just wanted to share a little bit about both and how they work together. So President Lyndon B. Johnson established American Heart Month in 1964, shortly after assuming the presidency in December of 1963. President Gerald Ford declared Black History Month in 1976 in conjunction with the Bicentennial. Many people are unaware that that was once a Negro History Week. Created in 1926, the premise behind this week was that historian Carter Woodson, and turns out he was the second person to graduate from Harvard University with a PhD, he stated, "If a race has no history, it has no worthwhile tradition. It becomes a negligible factor in the thought of the world, and it stands in danger of being exterminated." The Hebrew keenly appreciated the value of tradition, as is attested by the Bible itself. In spite of worldwide persecution, therefore, he is a great factor in our civilization. Woodson chose February because it was the birth month of statesman, abolitionist, and social reformer Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. This week has been morphed into what is now known as Black History Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States, killing approximately 655,000 annually. Black Americans are at a greater risk of stroke, heart failure, and heart attack, and are 30% more likely to die of heart disease compared to other races. Nearly half of all Black American women have some form of heart disease, regardless of their socioeconomic status. Despite downward trends in cardiovascular disease nationally, this is not the case for Black Americans. Some reasons for this are higher rates of obesity, diabetes, and the high blood pressure. Other factors include wage and education gaps, lack of access to care, and racial disparities in healthcare. Another phenomenon attributed to poor health is food deserts, found in rural and urban areas. Food deserts occur in areas with limited access to nutritious and affordable food. Residents resort to purchasing processed and unhealthy foods at the local convenience store because of the inability to find a local supermarket or commissary. To make matters worse, a side salad at a fast food restaurant is more expensive than a dollar menu, which is higher in sugar, fat, salt, and cholesterol. Called the silent killer because it is often without symptoms, high blood pressure can lead to numerous problems if left unchecked. All communities must discuss cardiovascular disease and advocate for programs to improve heart health. People aren't broken. The systems and policies in place are broken and require repair. One way to improve the system is to have more diverse participation in medical research. Women and other minorities are underrepresented in clinical trials. Without their participation, clinical trials results are not adequately reflected the population the medications are to serve. And as a side note, I was in the pharmaceutical industry for about 15 to 16 years prior to my enlisting to the Navy Reserves, of which my last job was auditing clinical trial data before drugs or medical devices go on to be approved by the FDA. So there's four obstacles that are identified in why women and minorities often don't participate in clinical research. One is mistrust. Now, for example, the flawed Tuskegee syphilis study that denied patients medication once it was made available. Two is a lack of awareness about clinical trials. Three, communication and health literacy issues. And four is economic factors. Advocacy, communication, education, and trust building are key ways to improve broken systems and create bridges of understanding. Heart disease can be prevented and controlled when people know their risks and make healthy choices and manage their medical conditions.
Especially this month, one of the best ways to be ready and how to face these things is just the awareness. So you brought, you know, to my attention things like mm-hmm. food deserts, mm-hmm. which I used to do a lot of community gardening, you know, in the last probably 10 years and, you know, addressing some of those issues. Where does our food come from? And just the importance of having some healthy food options mm-hmm. locally, and did address some of that actually in the Hampton Roads area when I was there. Mm-hmm. And so, and then also the history, you know, and mm-hmm. the importance of knowing where we've kind of been mm-hmm. and how that shapes sort of where we're going together, having all of those perspectives, you know, diverse communities together to get towards that end goal and that vision. So again, thanks for sharing some of those great perspectives, some of that historical background mm-hmm. as well. We're going to take another musical break, and then we're going to get back into some of the prevention tips, some ways that we can minimize these risk factors that we all face during this health awareness time and wellness Wednesday. We're digging into all kinds of wellness facts and different ways to prevent some of these chronic conditions that we all can face during this Black History Month and heart health awareness. Mm-hmm. So go ahead, DJ Renaissance, and fill us more in with some of these ways that we can minimize some of these risk factors.
Okay. Well, everybody put on your thinking caps because we're going back to school, and whether it's core school or even for getting your Master's of Public Health. But there are different ways of looking at prevention in medicine. Primary prevention aims to prevent disease or injury before it even occurs. And this is done by preventing exposures to hazards that cause disease or injury, altering unhealthy or unsafe behaviors that can lead to disease or injury. And so some of the ways that you can do primary prevention are making sure that you're eating well, exercising regularly, not smoking, wearing your seatbelts and your bike helmets. Secondary prevention aims to reduce the impact of a disease or injury that has already occurred. And this is done by detecting and treating disease or injury as soon as possible to halt or slow its progress. And so these would be, for example, screening. So having, for women, getting their mammograms to detect breast cancer. And I also want to state, and we talked about this last week, that men should get mammograms too, because again, Peter Chris from KISS, he noticed a lump. So again, everyone has mammary glands. For people who have issues with their heart, taking a low dose aspirin and making sure that you have a diet and exercise program. Again, please, I am not a physician or an advanced practice nurse. So please discuss this with your primary care provider. Again, I am not giving recommendations. And then also just to subtly modify your work so to make sure that you are safe on the job. And again, we have very good safety departments here. And then tertiary prevention, it aims to soften the impact of an ongoing illness or injury that has lasting effects. And this is done by helping people manage long-term, often complex health problems and injuries. And again, so if people have had cardiac disease, so getting either cardiac or stroke rehabilitation programs, chronic disease management for diabetes, arthritis, depression. And as we talk about depression, back in 1990, I think it was, and this is when I was in the pharmaceutical industry, I attended a Grand Rounds in Erie, Pennsylvania, and the topic was mental health is an illness, it's not a character flaw. And that's something that has stuck with me now for 33 years. And that's something that even as a junior nurse, when I was working in triage at the emergency department and someone ever came in for a mental health issue and I was triaging them, the first thing I would do, I say, hey, thank you for coming in, because again, you want to validate their strength. So oftentimes people think that health is just from the neck down, but again, it also involves the head. And depression can lead to a lot of different things that people don't associate with. Depression can lead to overeating, which can lead to high blood pressure, high cholesterol, etc. What we're trying to do in healthcare is to try to normalize the fact that mental health is part of health. And I would state when I was talking to the person I was triaging is that, again, I'm not diagnosing, but people can have high blood pressure, they can have depression, they can have diabetes, high cholesterol, just trying to make sure that they know that it's a disease. And so also with tertiary prevention, making sure that people can attend support groups so that way people can share strategies on how to live well with the conditions that they have. Smoking, basically don't do it. And that includes other tobacco products such as vaping and hookah. If you have cholesterol issues or obesity, making sure that you're getting your weight under control, and you can meet with your primary care provider with that. Minimize your intake of alcohol and making sure that you are getting physical activity and make sure you're watching what you're eating.
And those are a number of things that I try to incorporate mm-hmm. into my life as mm-hmm. well. I loved how you gave, you know, some of those kind of before the issue happens, right? That mm-hmm. first step, mm-hmm. how to prevent some of those things. And then after the effects. So sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, we're caught, something already has happened. Mm-hmm. And you talked about the secondary ways that we can do some maintenance, right? Some mm-hmm. routine maintenance and just staying active. And then tertiary way mm-hmm. of those chronic things through our life and how we can, you know, take some steps to, you know, lessen those and reduce some of those factors mm-hmm. In there. What are some other ways that we can help to kind of bring down some of those chronic factors mm-hmm. and minimize some of those risk?
Okay. Actually, as you're talking about factors and risk, I'm going to also mention some things that unfortunately we cannot control. We can't control our family history. And then we also can't control our gender. Men do tend to have higher incidences of cardiac issues. Mm-hmm. But again, we can try to overcome those by, again, watching your diet,
and doing some running or biking, right?
Yes, exactly.
Exercise that heart.
No, eating a healthy diet and making sure that you're eating the rainbow. So you're getting your the different fruits and vegetables of all different colors. They all have different types of vitamins. Even foods such as walnuts, and it's shaped like the brain. And so walnuts are actually good for your brain. As you mentioned, with biking, et cetera, being physically active. So they state engaging in at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity aerobic exercise. It's also, again, very important to do weight-bearing exercise. And I know back behind your desk, you've got that 50-pound barbell that you lift with one hand and your foam roller in the other.
She is exaggerating.
It's 75. It's 75. But again, weight-bearing exercises are very important. And again, because again, usually as you're lifting weights, you can get aerobic activity out of this. Make sure that you're scheduling your annual appointments with your primary care provider. As active duty, we have our corpsman on us. Hey, it's time for your PHA. So we're mandatory to get our done. But for those who are retired or dependent spouses, et cetera, making sure that you're still staying on top of your health as well. TRICARE is a wonderful benefit to have. Please use it. Also, know your numbers. And so, for example, check your blood pressure and your cholesterol numbers. A good rule of thumb for blood pressure would be blood pressure less than 120 over 80. And again, your primary care provider, they can help you understand this a lot more. For your cholesterol, ideally, you want to have triglycerides less than 150 milligrams per deciliter, a total cholesterol of 200 milligrams per deciliter. And the HDL, which is your good cholesterol, for women, they'd like for you to have greater than 50 milligrams per deciliter, men to have greater than 40 milligrams per deciliter. There's one way to measure diabetes. It's called the A1C. And so oftentimes people ask you to come in for a fasting glucose, your blood sugar. And that's just not eating for 12 hours. With the A1C, that actually is attached to your hemoglobin, and that basically tracks your blood sugar levels over 90 days. And so it's kind of hard to cheat that one. And so for someone who is a non-diabetic, having an A1C of 5.7 would be ideal. And so again, even with the waist circumference, so for women, ideally having a waist circumference less than 35 inches, and for men less than 40. Numbers over that, that could be a potential problem. Also, again, avoid using tobacco. If you're having trouble quitting smoking, we do have assistance here at the command over at the clinic to help you with that. Again, maintaining a healthy weight. And then if you do consume alcohol, only drink it in a moderate amount. This means that no more than 4 drinks per day for women, and then for 7 drinks less a week for men.
All right. Well, you heard it. We've got some of those prevention tips and just some ways to stay healthy, live long and prosperous lives. And of course, we've got some more details. We're going to get all of the ways and resources that you can get connected here on base, provide some information for the Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Unit here in Bahrain, and get you connected with a few of these events that are happening and that you won't want to miss this week, as you can meet your dietitian and wellness coach. So stay dialed in, keep jamming out, and we'll be right back.
Yo, yo, yo. This is DJ Renaissance here with Johnny Jams. I have to say yo, yo, yo because I'm a Philadelphian. I'm Fly Eagles Fly, and yo is part of our vocabulary. As we were talking through the break, DJ Johnny Jams and I were talking again about blood pressure, and I wanted to share with you some best results so when it comes time for you to have your blood pressure taken, you can succeed with this. So one is don't exercise or use tobacco or drink caffeine for about 30 minutes before you get your blood pressure checked. Obviously, all of those things can raise your blood pressure and your heart rate, and you want to be as calm as possible with this. Make sure that you go to the bathroom before, because again, just that extra volume, and so making sure that your bladder is empty. Also, when you get your blood pressure, make sure that you sit in the chair and keep your feet flat on the floor. I don't know, DJ Johnny Jams, if when you've gotten your blood pressure and they tell you, don't cross your legs. Crossing your legs can constrict, and again, we are trying to have as relaxed as blood pressure as possible. They say wear loose clothing or request to wear a gown. Most of us just wear our NWUs, etc. But again, some people just can wear some really tight sleeves with the guns that they have for arms. So making sure that you have loose clothing for this. And also just sit quietly, not on the exam table for about 5 minutes, and just for you to be as relaxed as possible. Make sure that your upper arm is at heart level with the elbow slightly flexed, the palm facing forward, and the arm is supported on the table. Today is, again, Wellness Wednesday, and the clinic, along with the MWR Fitness Center, they have activities today and then again on the 22nd of this month. From 12 to 1300. And so our health promotion team will be there. The gym has provided us a blood pressure cuff. So if people would like to stop by to get their blood pressure checked and just to get an idea what's going on, we believe they're also going to be having a grip strength tool there. Okay, and I see you've got your little grip strength camel, also a stress device. But grip strength is something very important because, again, your grip strength, that can also show how healthy you are or not. I know for myself, I like to do kettlebells, and you got to hold those bad boys or you're going to drop it. So making sure that you've got good grip strength. So again, what we were saying is that normal or optimal blood pressure is below 120 over 80. Hypertension would be deemed 140 over 90. There are numerous medications, if people do require this, to help get blood pressure under control. Not everyone works for every type, because there's beta blockers, alpha channel blockers, calcium channel blockers, diuretics. Not everything works for everyone, so it's working with your primary care provider as to which one provides you the blood pressure relief with the minimal side effects. Also, you mentioned the color run, and that's coming up tomorrow, and again with the MWR Fitness Center and with MWR overall. We with Health Promotions, we will be having tables to set up and honor breast cancer, prostate and testicular cancer, as well as Heart Health Month. And so we'll have appropriate colored balloons there. I understand that it's a big draw because, again, everybody just loves to get color on them. And so we expect to see upwards of 200 people, is what I've been told. But again, if you would like to talk to your primary care provider more about any chronic conditions you have, whether it is hypertension, high cholesterol, diabetes, arthritis, you can call the Navy Branch Clinic, the central appointment line. If you're dialing from outside, it is +973-1785-6110. Or on base, you can dial 439-6110 to schedule an appointment with your primary care provider to customize a way to improve your heart health and your overall health. Any more things for me?
Yeah, well, so DJ Renaissance, I was thinking, again, the getting the blood pressure taken. You said those are going to be available today at the clinic. Where again can people go?
Oh, this will be in the Freedom Souk over across from the Rock Wall. So if you're going to the Freedom Souk and taking the door that's closest to Navy Federal Credit Union, if you go in there, go through that door, it's just a little off to your left. We'll have a table there. We'll have some of our corpsmen from Medical Home Port and Dental, et cetera, staffing the booth. We'll also have probably Miss Angela or Mr. Crisaldo from MWR Fitness Center. But again, they've been very kind in providing the resources for us. And we are there to promote health as a team. And you also mentioned, again, we still have Lieutenant Brianna Butler, who is our registered dietitian from Sigonella. She's listed on the Facebook page, both on AFN Facebook as well as our clinic Facebook page. And DJ Johnny Jams, I know that you have the schedule. If you wouldn't mind reading the activities are, please.
So today we've got the work-life balance. That course has already been over. That was at Firebolt Memorial Pavilion. But at 12 o'clock today, if you're looking for some healthful shopping and cooking tips, that is going to be happening from 12 to 12:30. And tomorrow, get to know your macros. That's in the morning at 9 o'clock. And there is also some stress management kind of classes in review. That'll be at 12 o'clock. If you need to get some more details, you can call extension 4710, and you can reach out to the team there as well.
Okay. And just to wrap it up again with regarding managing heart health and chronic disease, if you've already been diagnosed with heart disease or another chronic disease, taking of your heart can manage your symptoms and prevent complications. So when managing a chronic disease such as heart disease or diabetes, it's important to work together with your medical providers to determine the best approach for you. So work with your primary care provider and medical team to understand your diagnosis and other conditions that could be related to or affected by heart disease. For example, individuals with heart disease are more likely to suffer from depression. Develop a care plan tailored for you and your conditions, which may include medications, specialist care, health and wellness resources. Learn to properly self-manage your diseases and symptoms to avoid any unnecessary trips to the emergency department. Incorporate the physical activity and diet into your life based on your conditions and any medications you were taking. And find again and sign up for community resources that can help you improve your health outside of the doctor's office, such as healthy cooking class or a diabetes self-management course. Again, the Navy Marine Corps Public Health Center, I believe it's nmcphc.org. It's open to anyone. You can go on there and search for any types of resources that you're looking for. Military OneSource would be another avenue to look for things. And again, just reaching out to any of us at the clinic if there's ways that we can help you manage your conditions, prevent conditions, and cope with the conditions that you have. That's our job.